as opposed to exorcise. Maybe we'll do a little of that, too. It's 7 after the hour. This hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by your body. How is your body doing? If you're doing well, your body is great, then you don't have to pay any attention whatsoever to what Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, has to say. Guru, did I do that too quickly?
Grow.
Well, fitness involves growing. We're going to play a little game here in a moment. Andrea is the author of Naked Fitness, which is a weight loss program that has made a lot of people fitter. Although I think women prefer the book because of what its contents are. Men prefer the book because of what it looks like on the cover. You found that to be the case? Well, I mean, I think that's it, don't you?
I don't know. I have not done the survey.
Oh, baloney. You're a very savvy marketer. So
I read Naked Fitness just for the articles. I didn't look at any of the pictures.
None of the pictures. Did you hear the story? Earlier we were talking, you'll love this, Andrea, about this fellow who, when he was in middle school, he used to get the Playboy magazines and rip out the pictures and sell them to his friends for $9. He was very smart.
The outside of the magazine.
No, the pictures. Yeah, but they didn't. For some reason or other, he could get it, and you're supposed to be able to. Little boys at that time weren't supposed to be able to buy Playboy. Somehow he was able to figure out how to buy it. Maybe he had an older friend buy it for him and gave it to him, and he didn't tell the older friend what he was doing, but he'd rip out the pages and sell them to his friends in middle school for $9. I thought that was pretty ingenious.
Yes, where kids in middle school got $9.
Yeah, especially a few years ago. All right, so we're going to have some laughter. It's always good. We set the stage for a conversation with Andrea Metcalf by having a little laughter at 10 after, which we'll have right after this here on Good Day.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because it's a breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Most people, when confronted with problems, figure they never would make it if they couldn't laugh a bit. So in order to lift you out of whatever state of mind you may be in, I have the story of a fly. And what happens to the fly when it falls into a cup of coffee? The Italian throws the cup and walks away in a fit of rage. The Frenchman takes out the fly and drinks the coffee. The Chinese eats the fly and throws away the coffee. The Russian drinks the coffee with the fly since it was an extra with no charge. The Israeli sells the coffee to the Frenchman, the fly to the Chinese, buys himself a new cup of coffee, and uses the extra money to invent a device that prevents flies from falling into the coffee. The Palestinian blames the Israeli for the fly falling in his coffee, protests the act of aggression to the UN, takes a loan from the European Union to buy a new cup of coffee, uses the money to purchase explosives, and then blows up the coffee house where the Italian, the Frenchman, the Chinese, and the Russians are all trying to explain to the Israeli that he should give away his cup of coffee to the Palestinians. There's that way that works.
Nice.
A fly and the cup of coffee. Fly. A fly in the ointment, as it were.
Here come the phones with all of our Palestinian friends.
800-510-8255. Meanwhile, it's time to play Name That Exercise. Fitness guru Andrea Metcalf is with us. So you're going to, do you have three of these, and you're going to challenge each one of us individually? We haven't got an answer yet. Why are you playing that?
Because we're going to have a game.
No, but that's when the game is over.
Oh, no,
when
the intro
is over. No, this is terrible.
Welcome to the big game, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to take an exercise, an average everyday exercise. You're going to tell us how long it takes to burn 100 calories doing that exercise. Okay, let's get ready. Andrea Metcalf, our show's host, what do you got?
What do you mean, show's host? She's the co-host.
She's the host of the game show.
She's the host of the game show. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. How many minutes does it take to burn 100 calories while vacuuming?
How many minutes does it take to burn 100 calories by vacuuming?
46.
46 is too high, I'm guessing. Isn't that right, Andrea?
Well, that's too high.
Too high. Okay, Richie, your turn.
I'm going to say 18 minutes.
18 minutes is too low, isn't it?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to say 24 minutes.
You are just close to the button, which is 25 minutes.
See, here I am, the winner. Where's my prize?
One for Doug.
What do I get?
Reader's Digest.
Perfect.
You get to pay for everybody else's prize.
Exercise. This is in honor of Doug, of course. Gardening. How many minutes does it take to burn 100 calories while gardening?
How many minutes does it take to burn 100 calories by gardening? Jennifer, Heather?
Let's clarify this, though. We're not talking about,
pulling weeds.
Yeah, just pulling weeds.
Pulling
or
weeds and
flowers.
And picking the fruit.
I'm going to try 46.
46
again.
Is too high, right?
Wow, that's way too high.
That is correct.
Richie, your turn?
I'm going with 15.
15 is too low, is it not?
It is on the money, 15.
On the money. All right, so Richie wins that time. All right, time for another. This isn't really name the exercise. This is you giving us the exercise, and then how quickly can we burn calories off. So what's the next one?
The next one is in spirit of the Olympics, volleyball. How many minutes do you have to play volleyball in the sand to burn 100 calories?
Oh, wow, in the
all
sand.
Right. How many minutes?
I think I've got it.
You've got it.
Yep, 46.
46.
Yep.
Too high. Brissy?
I'm going with 10.
10. Too low, right?
Correct.
Pretty close. All right, I'm saying 14.
The actual answer is 12, so it's a tie.
Wow.
Between Richie and me, I deserve the prize because I'm the host. Okay, next.
Whatever.
Nah. What do you have next for us, Andrea Metcalf, the fitness guru?
Let's do two more. Let's talk about pushing a baby stroller. How long do you have to push that baby in a stroller? Average of 50-pound person pushing an 18-pound baby.
I was afraid
you'd
say
150-pound baby. How many minutes do you have to walk with that stroller?
150-pound woman pushing an 18-pound baby. And what's the amount of time it takes?
I'm going to pull this. I'm going to go with 46 minutes.
46, okay.
Yeah.
A little high. Richie, what about you?
I'm going with 26.
26, all right. What's that? Where is that, Andrea?
That's high.
That's too high as well.
Whoa. You cannot give him clues.
Why?
You didn't tell me I couldn't. You did.
No more.
All right, 14.
That is too low. The correct answer is 20 minutes.
We're all losers.
I was closer, though. I was closest.
Forget about it.
A winner.
Ding. Yeah, you're a ding. All right.
Okay. For the final bonus round.
Yes.
I want to know if you can tell me how many calories per hour you burn while kissing.
How many calories an hour? That is...
Kissing what?
Kiss for an hour.
Kissing your boss's butt, kissing your wife, kissing a baby.
We'll go with the traditional kissing in a passionate manner, the one you love.
Romantic, passionate kiss.
How many calories in 1 hour of kissing?
Correct.
All right. Heather?
Can I try 46 again?
Oh, of course.
Let's go with it.
46. All right, where is that on the scale, Andrea?
I'm going to go with, no clues for you. This is why you've almost beaten me.
I have almost. What do you mean almost? I am going to beat you.
Hey, I'm consistent, though.
Andrea, I'm going to say that 146 calories in 1 hour of passionate kissing.
You do a lot of moving around, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dudley?
Yeah. I would say 94.
You're all a bit high. Well, of course, it's 68 calories.
So I was so close.
She was the closest.
I knew if I stuck with that 46, I'd get it in.
Win.
Right, it's well priced. All right, Andrea Metcalf is here. She does a lot of blogging. If
so
you go,
usually when I passionately kiss, we're on a trampoline or something like that.
Right, of course.
You're better off having sex at 144 calories a half hour than you are just kissing. But I'm bummed.
Right. All right, so the calorie counts. There's a better living box at DougStefan.com, and Andrea's important contributions are there every single day, including the numbers on calories. Also, a recent post to the better living box at DougStefan.com brings us Andrea trying to help you get healthy. Yeah, that's what her whole life is all about, various steps to doing. As a matter of fact, I saw 10 steps to getting healthy in 10 minutes. Is that possible? You hear all of these people now selling these various instruments, the home gyms, et cetera, et cetera. You can exercise in 20 minutes. You can exercise in 10 minutes. Now there's even one 4 minutes a day, and you'll be in perfect shape. Who's believing that malarkey?
Well, I don't believe in the 4 minutes a day, but I will tell you there was a study a few years ago that came out that said 10 minutes of vigorous exercise is as good for the heart as 30 minutes of moderate to light exercise. So there is something around the 10-minute mark. So, you know, I think the key is do something every day, do something that's fun, and challenge your body. If you're not challenging it, how about this? If you're out of breath walking up 3 flights of stairs,
right,
you're out of shape.
You got a problem. All right, so what do you think in regards to the Olympic athletes? Do you think they like doing exercise? Like, I mean, most of them, no matter what they're doing, they have to be in shape, even if whatever it is that they're doing doesn't require. I mean, normally it requires one part of the body to be moving, but they all need to be fit. Is there a routine that most of them go through?
Well, I think all of them do a combination of strength training and cardiovascular training and then sports-specific training. So when we come down to something like an Olympic athlete, you know, there's such desire and mental connection going on there that, yeah, they enjoy what they're doing, and they do it every day. But just like everyone else who's human, there are days that they don't want to get up at 4:30 in the morning to head to the pool and swim. But something drives them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to drive ourselves. We've got to just say we're worth it. Take the time out of your day, even if it's just a 10-minute walk. I have yet to find somebody who said after their workout, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
So I challenge anybody to call in and tell me the time you worked out that you said that wasn't worth it.
Or to send you a note, Andrea at AndreaMetcalf.com. So that's the exercise. This is very good, actually, the things that we learned from that little quiz. We ought to do that more often. What kind of calorie count are you, if you're doing gardening, that kind of stuff, what are you doing for your body? Andrea Metcalf here on Good Day at 20 past the hour.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Now let's throw it over to Maria Fraser for a check on weather on the 10s.
Thanks, Nick. The Labor Day week is going to be a beauty with nothing but sunshine and appliance savings across the area, including deals on refrigerators, washers, and dryers.
Deals on the top 10 appliance brands don't show up just anywhere. Head to the Sears Labor Day event now and get up to 30% off appliances, plus save an extra 5% with your Sears card.
So keep that umbrella handy. It will be raining savings.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 26/96.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's puke time on Good Day. David Solberg, his star doesn't say Solberg, though. It says David Soul on it.
Starsky.
Starsky and Hutch.
Hutch.
Right. He's a few other shows, but pretty much known for this. Looks awful. I saw him. It just has fallen apart. Looks like Nick Nolte.
Oof.
A little bit these. He's 69, not aging well.
That's nothing you ever want to say. Oh, yeah, who do you look like? I look like Nick Nolte.
Right, Anyway, so David Soul, born in the state in 1943. He's 69 today. This was his big hit. Nobody thought he was a singer.
Kind this was his only hit.
This was it. A lot of people didn't know John Tesh was a great, brilliant musician. This guy's not a brilliant musician, but because he was a television anchor on Entertainment Tonight, that's what people thought that his only dimension was. So I guess he showed them that with the singing and with his radio show. Very cool. David Soul, however, has gone no place that anybody knows of. So
he
kind of
lost his steam after he beat his wife up or his girlfriend up.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. So let's move into the next celebrant then. Why give him any more time? Danny Serafin, who's the drummer for Chicago. If you leave me now, hard to say I'm sorry. Does anybody really know what time it is? This song, Beginnings.
Yeah.
Danny, born in the state, 1948. So he's 64 today.
Now, the other day, you beat on Chicago saying they only have one good song or something, and this is a great song.
Three or four good songs, but they don't have a lot of them.
Great song.
As compared to the brilliance of the Osmond family, the Osmond brothers. This is brilliant music.
Here's Donnie.
No, well, that's all right.
There he is.
It's not his birthday. It's Wayne, brother Wayne Osmond's birthday today. Born this date, 1951. So he's 61 today.
And they're all still doing the one club down in
Bad Apple. Yeah.
Where's it at?
I think it'd be tiresome to sing the same songs over and over again.
Depends. Do you think it's tiresome to collect that check over and over again?
Dave, is it Hubeck? Guitarist from Molly Hatchet.
I think it is.
Okay, to know.
Good old Southern Rock here, brother.
Yep. Mr. Hubeck is 59 today. Let's see here. Shania Twain's birthday is today. Real name Eileen Regina Edwards.
Very cute.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Grammy award-winning singer. The Woman in Me won the Grammy in 1996. Whose bed is have your boss's boots been under? No one needs to know if you're not in it for love. And this song, well, it's got a number of that don't impress me much.
She was married to famed rock producer Jeff Mutt Lang for 15 years or something
really?
Like that. And he wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And apparently they got divorced because...
Oh. Maybe you want to travel?
And you look at Shania Twain and you're like...
What's the problem here? Okay, so let's have some kung fu fighting now, Reggie. This is the most unlikely candidate for singing this song. Got his own band and maybe better known as an actor, but has some interesting musical talent as well.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Black. Today is 43. This is from Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Fighting.
You watch the movie High Fidelity with John Cusack, and he does a cover of Al Green in that movie. He really pulls it off pretty well.
I think Carl Douglas did this first, if I remember correctly.
Very good.
Leanne Rimes' birthday is today. 30 years old. Had a pretty good career going, as I recall.
God, is she 30 already?
Yeah. Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. 26 today.
Florence and the Machine, right?
That's that what I said?
Yep.
Florence and the Machine. And then there's Cassidy Pope, who's with Hey Monday. He's 23 today. And so those are our birthday celebrants. Happy birthday to lots of others. Those are the ones we have time for. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
People are going back to school. Heather's two children going in tomorrow. Oh, I made a mistake earlier.
Well,
I thought it was
Ella's
today.
There year-round.
Ella's
there.
She's
young, but
she's
Jayden's
learning.
Tomorrow.
All right, so Heather's here. Richie is here. Roberta is off. Jennifer's off. And it's but that means we're in sync with the rest of the world because half the world is off this week.
Yeah.
Right, this time of year.
Yep.
It's July 1st is number one. Christmas is number two. Labor Day week before. Number three. So does that mean more people are listening or fewer people are listening?
More,
should I really
right?
be? Yeah. Should I be doing the best stuff? I always do the best stuff, though, the good stuff. For example, as long as we have everybody getting ready to go to school, let's scare the hell out of everybody. All right, you ready?
Right, that's fun. Yeah.
Okay, this is my rendition of the news media story of the week. Toxic materials have been found in school supplies used by many children. According to the story today, that these toxic whatever they are, banned in toys associated with birth defects, ADHD, obesity, behavioral
Beautiful.
Problems, asthma, have all been found in 75% of children's back-to-school supplies this year from the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice. Wow. So these school supplies, tested in a laboratory. Now, these are seemingly harmless products.
Glue, crayons.
Spider-Man, Dora the Explorer, Disney lunchboxes, rain boots, raincoats, backpacks, binders that have plastic surfaces on them, all have this toxic chemical, whatever it is. And so there's serious concern about the long-term consequences if you are using any or all. I mean, most children have lunchboxes now, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, but they have these backpack-type lunchboxes.
Okay.
But not if you're hard metal ones like
a plastic. Well, yeah, but they have plastic ones now.
Yes.
And the same plastic material in rain boots and in rain coats, like today here in the Northeast, you'd be wearing a light raincoat.
Yeah, my daughter is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And rain boots on, too.
Yep, right. And these binders, these three.
We've just bought some from
binders.
My son.
Right, so there
I'm
you
killing
go.
My children.
Yeah, nice job.
Them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the investigation found elevated levels of this toxic whatever it is, widespread in children's school supplies. And so I wonder what's being done. Are these being banned? I don't see that they've been banned. I just see that these guys say that there's don't buy them. And maybe that's the approach. Instead of banning everything like so many people want to do, you educate people, and if you want to keep buying
them.
Yeah,
that happens. Look at what's the chemical that was in the plastic bottles a few years ago?
BPA.
BPA?
Yeah.
Right. You can't find a bottle with a BPA in it anymore, unless you go to maybe like a dollar store or something like that where they're still getting rid of the old inventory.
Go to China, you'd find plenty of them over there.
Well, sure, but I mean, you go into every, I mean, I was in REI, the camping store the other day, the outdoor store. Every single plastic bottle, BPA free, BPA free, BPA free. And how did that happen? Education.
Yep.
Information.
All right, here's the first horror story from school. It seems that this is a spirit week, bringing the football team back last week to most high schools. This week, kids come back to the rah-rah, and there is a plan to have a school parking lot as the site of Spirit Week at this high school here in the Boston area. So they were practicing yesterday afternoon, and one of the seniors named Dan DePaulis came riding in to the parking lot on his horse, dressed in medieval garb. And he had told his parents he was going to do this yesterday afternoon, thought it was a good-natured stunt. The school, however,
didn't agree.
Deemed it extraordinarily dangerous, and as a result, he has been suspended from school for the rest of the week. Vice principal suspended him.
So he took his dagger and he ran them through.
Father explained the horse was brought in on a trailer. Nobody was in danger. This is the most foolish thing. This is so stupid. This is just so beyond the beyond. It was the people.
Where was this again? Give me an address.
This is a regional high school in southeastern Massachusetts.
Okay.
The local television station said that the school administrator said it was like bringing a loaded firearm to school.
Well, it depends on where you're aiming the horse. A
horse.
I think. Yeah.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Everybody yells on that. Okay, here's something closer to you, Richie, in Virginia.
Okay.
The law on school buses there is the same as law on school buses everywhere. You can't pass a stopped school bus that has its lights flashing.
Correct.
Universal. That's been I was in the school bus business for 12 years. Been around school buses since I was a kid. My first job was sweeping out school buses on the farm. Got 80 cents a bus for sweeping them up. Boy, what things I used to find.
I think we've all been around school buses since we were a kid.
Yes. Anyway, the last 40 years that I can remember, 50 years, 60 years, the red lights in the back, yellow lights in the front, mean you're supposed to stop. A person is guilty of reckless driving who fails to stop.
Yes.
When approaching from any direction, any school bus stopped on any highway for the purpose of taking on or discharging children. All right? You got to stop when the bus is stopped. So apparently something has been found missing. This is a story that's just been adjudicated that occurred last spring. The preposition at was deleted in 1970 when the law was amended in Virginia. A man who went past a school bus last spring while it was picking up children with its lights flashing, stop sign was extended, was found not guilty in Fairfax County Circuit Court.
Yeah, that's where I live.
He can only be guilty if he failed to stop any school bus. The judge said at the end of the trial, there's no evidence he did. Remember the words. He can only be guilty if he failed to stop any school bus. I hope that this is addressed so that we can keep dealing with problems like this. In other words...
So use the Bill Clinton defense.
Right. The word...
The definition of it is... There is no at.
A-T. Those letters acquitted this man who stopped... The school stopped.
A smart lawyer,
didn't
doesn't
stop.
He?
Right, he was a very smart lawyer. Right? He did his homework. He said he was having a bad morning. He wasn't paying attention. So there was a kid. Let's say there was a kid walking across the street.
It doesn't make him any less of a dirtbag.
No.
Right.
But because he had a dirtbag lawyer.
Right.
And found that at was not in, stop at the stop. Stop at it. The judge said, I have no choice.
The law is law.
But to acquit. So now they have to go. This, by the way, went all the way to the Virginia Supreme Court.
Wow.
Courts are not permitted to add language to statutes, nor are they permitted to accomplish the same result by judicial interpretation. That's why this guy got let off. So, a word to the wise. A full reading of the law makes it intentionally clear. However, without those two letters, that word, we assume nothing. What the law says is what we adjudicate.
Now, on the other side of the river in Maryland,
yes,
where they like to use a camera to convict you of any crime,
right,
no matter how small,
yes,
they are installing cameras on the bus stop signs,
really?
This year,
uh-huh,
so that if you drive past a bus with its stop sign extended for the crosswalk, they will film you and send you a ticket.
Really?
You know what?
Right.
And you go to Maryland, man, let me tell you something. You better run 5 miles under the speed limit, and you better stop 20 feet before every stop sign, because there's a camera everywhere in Maryland.
Uh-huh. Let's go get them.
And they love to send you tickets by the mail.
Mm-hmm. More money. Revenue enhancement.
You know,
keep wasting your money.
Okay, you roll up to a stop sign. You don't come to a full stop. You go through it when there's no other cars coming. You know, okay. You go 5-10 miles over the speed limit. You know, okay. But how do you justify blowing past a school bus with a bunch of little kids getting off it? I mean, you know, I don't want to say there should be cameras there, but you should get the book thrown at you if you're driving. That's just unsafe.
800-510-8255. In fact, the stats are very interesting here, Richie. Every year, on average, the last 10 years, 24, 25 students have been killed around the country.
Yeah.
And every single one of them was when they were either getting on or getting off the bus, not while they were on the bus. And that, by the way, is part of the argument. You know, there are a lot of people who want to put seatbelts in school buses, which is an outrageously bad idea because the kids will use them as weapons. And besides, the seats are all padded. The kids don't get hurt inside the bus. They get hurt outside the bus. So do you understand what the rules are? This is a very important lesson probably to have on the top of your mind as schools get started. Keep a safe distance between you and the bus, 300-400 feet.
Wait the extra 90 seconds.
Remember, the bus driver can see you the best when you are back away from the bus. It's same with trucks. The sign on the back of the truck says, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. I don't. These people driving. Last night I was bringing a load of feed back to the farm, and it was dark. And I have a warning light on the back of the trailer that I put on it if I'm, you know,
too
coming,
close.
If I want to make sure people see me, if I have the triangle, which is all that's required by law, I put a light out there. Some guy couldn't have been more than 10 feet away from me, right on blowing his, you got to hear him, blowing his horn. I'm on this little dark backcountry road bringing feed back to the cows, and this idiot was flashing his lights. And the speed limit, by the way, is 25 miles an hour on this road. These people are amazing. So just the usage of common sense when you're in traffic zones, around schools, et cetera, use your head. Will you please? 800-510-8255. Here's Jeff in Grand Rapids, who's been a bus driver for 31 years. You back on the job, Jeff?
I will be next Tuesday, the 4th.
Next Tuesday. So what is the biggest problem you have with this? I've been going through a whole bunch of things here. So of the things I've enumerated, what do you find to be the biggest problem as you drive the children back and forth to school?
Well, we have had a rash in the last number of years of stop arm violations. And I heard that, you know, we all thought, hey, it'd be great to have a camera out there on the stop sign, because not only are we looking at the kids crossing the street and going to the right and left and so on and so forth, it is hard to get a license plate, and we have to have license plate, make and model of car, who was driving, age of the driver, how many other people are in the car, and you just can't get a lot of that. So out of the, I bet you they don't prosecute more than 1 out of 10.
Wow.
That are turned in.
How are you supposed to get all that information? Why can't you just hand over a license plate number and a description of the car?
Well, because there's people. Oh, I wasn't the driver at that time. Somebody else must have been driving. There's so many different excuses.
I can say that when I blow through a red light camera. I can say that's not me. It may look like me, but it's not me. Hey, prove it as me. And yet they still give me the ticket.
All I know is it is a bugger of a thing to try to get in. Of course,
that's...
if one of the kids get hurt or my goodness, killed, it can be somebody else's fault, but I can guarantee you every bus driver blames himself or herself for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if we have the ability to say, hey, our buses have cameras, it might stop a few or at least get more people in the paper. And, of course, the number one reason why people go through us, as we probably all know, are cell phones. You know, another one talking on a cell phone,
That's just an extension of being selfish, self-centered. It's all about me, me, me. Get out of my way. I'm very important. I got to get someplace faster. And
I can't
be bothered to stop behind. In that case, you throw the book at him. Good stories, Jeff. Good luck. We appreciate your call. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Okay, so here's the Middle East news today. This will get you going. 17 Afghan civilians were beheaded by the Taliban, a punishment meted out for attending a music event. The Taliban just slaughtered these men and women to demonstrate their disapproval of the night of music and dancing that took place in the area. The attacks occurred in areas that were completely controlled by the Taliban. So this is what we have our soldiers over there trying to rout out. You think you're going to be able to get rid of these people? They've been there a long time. They've been there. They were there before we got there. They're there now. They're going to be there after we get there. So why would we expose our soldiers to anything like this? I mean, they beheaded those 17, but, you know, the Americans are influencing a lot of these younger people, especially in Afghanistan, with music and culture and that sort of thing. Taliban has warned them any Western corruption, Western influence.
So it's our fault that they had the music festival and got beheaded?
Yes, right. Exactly. It's Western corruption. So anything like that, it's all our fault.
Good job, Dudley.
Yeah. 51 past the hour. Right. 51 after.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Turn this up, Ricky, will you please? Challenge her. Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews from Mary Poppins, which was the number one movie during this week in 1964. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Who do you suppose? I would like to meet the person that created this sound, this word.
The word?
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's so good. This is wonderful stuff. Great. Every parent should bring his or child to see this sucker.
I was just thinking, yeah. Get it for the kids.
Here's a DVD. I'm doing a little London lie. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
The song written by the Sherman Brothers.
Sherman Brothers. Is that Bobby Sherman?
I don't think so.
No.
Let's see here.
What do you know about this movie, Chuck?
Oops. Here
it is. It was a big hit in 64, and obviously it was it showed that times were different in 64 because, you know, family films like that were huge attractions, and they're really not anymore. Not live-action family films, that's for sure.
No, but this plays well now. It must have been redone in Blu-ray and all that other stuff, hasn't it?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Right.
According to Richard Sherman, co-writer of the song, and his brother Robert, the word was created by them over the course of 2 weeks, mostly out of double talk.
Really?
The roots of the word have been defined as super, above, cali, beauty, fragilistic, delicate, expali, to atone, and docious, educable.
And what does that mean?
With the sum of these parts, meaning atoning for educability through delicate beauty.
Yeah, good for you, Richie.
Atoning for educability through delicate beauty.
Yeah. All right, we got that not straightened out.
Aren't you glad you know that?
Yeah, I'm happy to know that. Today is the birthday of the fellow who stars in this movie. Should be pretty easy. I remember we did this, I think, once before in this program anyway. Doesn't hurt to go back, especially given the fact it was really kind of a cool movie. I think this movie, probably 6-7 years ago, Chucker will tell me, and Richie will know it right off. So we have three audio clues. Figure out what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. If you haven't won before in this contest, here's the first clue.
Man ruined the ozone, and he's burning down the Amazon, and he kidnapped Shamu and put her in a chlorine tank, okay?
Yeah.
And there used to be a way to stick it to the man. It was called rock and roll. But guess what? Oh, no. The man ruined that, too, with a little thing called MTV!
Yeah, got it.
Got it? Everybody's got it?
Chucker loves this movie.
Yeah, you got it, Heather?
I think it's in there. I just can't...
800-510-8255. Next clue, Richie.
I would like to tell you about what we've been doing in here, but there's such a thing as teacher-student confidentiality, and I don't want to be in breach of educational law, because I could be dismembered by the teachers' union.
Right. last cut.
I just decided to give up on myself and become a teacher because those that can't do, teach. And those that can't teach, teach gym.
800-510-8255. What's the name of that movie? Chucker, what's in the movie news box today?
Okay, Doug, Paramount Pictures has officially set a December 25th, 2013 release for its Jack Ryan reboot. Now, Chris Pine will play Jack Ryan. Kenneth Branagh will play the villain, also direct the movie. Keira Knightley will play Ryan's girlfriend, who becomes his wife. And Kevin Costner will play Ryan's mentor. The story picks up before Jack Ryan becomes a CIA agent. Ben Affleck, Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, and Ben Affleck have all played Jack Ryan in prior films. Hugh Laurie, who starred on the TV show House, has dropped out of playing the villain in MGM's RoboCop remake. Reports have it that the script is a mess. I'm not looking forward to that because I don't see a point in remaking RoboCop, which was a great film released in 1987. One other bit of news, Josh Holloway, who played the character of Sawyer on the TV show Lost, will join Arnold Schwarzenegger in an action film titled Breacher. Schwarzenegger has a lot of films lined up, including The Last Stand, which the trailer looks really good, and The Tomb, which he co-stars with Sylvester Stallone, and currently has The Expendables 2 in theaters. So, good for Arnold. I'm just curious if the audience is going to show up. I know I will, but how big that audience will be.
Show up.
Anyone's guess.
All right, Trevor in Mount Vernon, Ohio. What's the name of that movie?
That's School of Rock.
School of Rock. Jack Black is 43 today. It's all very cool stuff. And you'll get a cool prize, Trevor. Hold on just a second. And the coolest thing for you, Chucker, is you come back tomorrow here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.